Stark County commissioners have started work on the 2026 budget. Budget hearings were held last week and Monday. Commissioner Richard Regula says the board will review funding requests from five or six departments, including the sheriff's office, courts, and prosecutor's office, and not every department will receive all the funding they request. The 2025 budget was nearly $94 million, about $5 million more than the previous year. The deadline to approve the new spending plan is March 31st, but commissioners have sometimes passed the budget in December. A man is in custody and facing charges after police say he caused a serious wrong-way crash in Lawrence Township. 32-year-old Kenneth Simmons of Rittman was arrested Wednesday on a warrant issued last month. Authorities say he was impaired and driving the wrong way on Route 21 on September 23rd when he struck an oncoming vehicle head-on, injuring 31-year-old Devin Grantham of Elyria. Grantham spent 4 days in the hospital. Simmons also suffered serious injuries, and a passenger in his vehicle had minor injuries. He is charged with aggravated vehicular assault. Court records show his blood alcohol level was 0.19. Canton firefighters have approved a new 3-year contract. Base wages will rise 4% this year, 3% in 2026, and 3% in 2027. The agreement covers 139 members of Local 249 and was drafted by a conciliator after City Council rejected a fact finder's report. The contract also includes a 2.5% equity pay adjustment, adds a $1,500 hazard pay stipend to base pay starting in 2026, and increases paramedic and safety officer premiums to $350 an hour. Massillon firefighter Joseph Glosson Jr. will be honored for the first time in this year's annual Line of Duty Memorial. Glosson was severely injured in the 1975 La Cuisina restaurant fire that killed 3 other firefighters. He survived the explosion but died nearly 5 years later from fire-related injuries. The Independent reports department records failed to recognize his sacrifice until recently after investigations confirmed his death was work-related. The service will take place Sunday at Station 1 on Erie Street starting at 5:26 p.m., the same time the fire alarm sounded 50 years ago. Family members and colleagues will be present to finally honor his heroism. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft of about 150 Christmas trees from Smith Evergreen Nursery in Rose Township. Deputies say the cut-and-wrapped Fraser firs were taken sometime after 4 p.m. on November 22nd from a truck and from piles of trees nearby. A truck with a trailer loaded with evergreens was seen on security video heading north on Route 183 around 5:20 that afternoon. The trees, worth up to $150 each, were nearly ready for sale. Anyone with information should call Deputy Eric Licht at 330-627-2141. A search warrant in Wellsville turned up cocaine, crack, and fentanyl, according to the Columbiana County Drug Task Force. Authorities say they raided a home on 15th Street Tuesday and found drugs packaged for resale, along with $880 in cash and trafficking paraphernalia. 4 people were inside the house. Taylor Thrasher was taken to jail on an outstanding warrant. The task force says more charges are expected as the investigation continues. East Palestine Police Chief Jim Brown is retiring after 25 years with the department, effective December 6th. Brown has served as chief for the past 8 years and will be succeeded by Patrolman Chris Weingart, a 20-year veteran of the force. Village officials praise Brown for strengthening community partnerships, modernizing training, and maintaining a proactive presence that restored public confidence and safety. Brown started with East Palestine Police in 1996, served with the county prosecutor's office, and provided active shooter and firearms training throughout his career. A swearing-in ceremony for Weingart is scheduled for December 6th. Youngstown police are seeking help locating 2 missing 12-year-old girls. Erilyn Hall was last seen on the south side near Glenwood and Indianola Avenues, wearing black leggings, a white shirt, no socks or shoes, with her black curly hair and a ponytail. She is 5'4", about 140 pounds, with brown eyes. Gianna Figueroa was last seen in the Austintown area. Her clothing is unknown. She is 5 feet tall, white, and about 130 pounds. Anyone with information should call the Special Victims Unit at 330-743-9380 during business hours, or YPD's non-emergency line at 330-742-9829 after hours. Youngstown police say a suspect admitted to committing several arsons during an interview while being held on a parole violation. Officers and the Adult Parole Authority took the suspect into custody Wednesday afternoon in the 300 block of West Federal Street, where he'd been seen loitering near a building. Charges are expected to be filed Monday, but the suspect remains in custody on the parole violation at this time. A substitute teacher was injured Monday afternoon after being punched in the chest by a student at the Willard K-8 school in Warren. Police say the incident happened around 12:15. The teacher tried to stop a confrontation between a male and female student. The male student then threw a metal chair across the room in front of classmates. The teacher reported an injury. Police are investigating the incident. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.